Hello and welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast slash show slash hangout
fraternity couch.
Yep, we're just chilling on this couch.
This is sort of nice.
Yeah, I like it.
No external mics to mess with.
No, just comfy. Gosh. Coffee, water, pizza. We got it all.
Coffee, water, pizza. Just had my first Angler's Pizza.
That
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
I feel like we have too. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Just telling Dalton, I had my first pizza.
Yeah.
At Angler's. 18 years in the making.
And what an experience it was.
It was a fantastic experience. My life has been dramatically changed.
Completely altered. He'll never be altered. The same.
Yeah. I think I had a Matrix moment as I was eating it. I think I started seeing all the ones, all the binary code going. So
you're definitely going to see him on the streets.
It was good.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there'll be like one person in red.
Yep.
Going down the street. Yeah.
No. I feel like your next decision wouldn't be like red pill, blue pill. It'd be like cheese pizza or sausage pizza.
And you know what? Let's talk about this real quick because you bought pizza, which I'm thankful for.
Not a problem.
I'm very thankful.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. You bought a cheese pizza.
Yep.
And your reason for buying a cheese pizza was?
I didn't want to like get like an everything pizza and you'd be like, oh, I don't like that. I'm picking everything
up.
And then you have like a cheese pizza.
So would you, if I bought a pizza, like, okay, let's say you didn't like pepperonis.
Okay.
And somebody buys you a pizza
and
it has pepperonis. Do you pick them off?
No, I'm going to eat that.
You'll eat it, right?
Because somebody went out of the way to buy the pizza.
You know? I agree with that.
As like a baseline, that's why I just played it safe.
Yeah, cheese is a baseline.
Yeah.
But even though I'm not a big, like, plain, I feel like pizza should be like a meal.
Yeah.
So I want everything on the pizza.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely relate. Have you ever had, we were talking about this
on a previous episode?
Yeah. You've had fruit pizza though too, right?
Yes, I've had fruit pizza.
Have you ever had vegetable pizza?
No.
Where it's like basically like the inverse of fruit pizza.
So fruit pizza, the base, so the sauce is what? Like cream cheese, right?
Yeah.
Or like icing or something, right? Mm. So what is it for vegetable pizza? It's like ranch. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, that is a lot of ranch.
It is a lot of ranch. You don't eat that alone.
Like, oh,
you don't
gross,
come back
man.
From that. You don't bounce back from a full vegetable pizza.
So the sauce on a vegetable pizza is ranch.
Yeah.
And it's on bread.
Kind of, yeah. It's like crust.
Kind of.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it suspended in air?
I don't delve down that rabbit hole that often.
I've never had ranch vegetable pizza.
Okay.
You have?
I dabble, but I don't.
Wow. I feel like it's taking a high risk, man.
It is. There's not a very high reward either. You're still eating vegetables.
Dysentery. That's your reward.
Like Civil War battle.
Man, that's like ranch. I don't know, dude. That sounds like a lot of ranch to me.
Yeah.
But
it is. It is quite a bit.
Yeah, that's too much.
Well, that's our pizza rant.
That's the pizza rant. Yeah.
We're still with us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for shopping.
Yeah.
Well, and so here's the thing, real quick, Northern Nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this. I feel like we've discussed this too on a previous show.
Yeah.
What is the genesis of Northern Nerd?
The creation story
of what our listeners are listening to right now. I feel like they need some context.
Okay, so here's the story. Get out your pencil and notebook. It actually started from me procrastinating from my homework. Imagine that. Yeah, it was a winter afternoon. I think it was.
I feel like we gotta go. Wayne's World and go back to it. It's a winter afternoon.
Winter afternoon in February.
Snowfall.
Yeah. And I was up in my room and I was taking notes on whatever I was looking at. I don't even remember what I was looking at. I was taking notes on it. It shows you how much I retain.
Future of America.
Yep. Here we go. And all of a sudden this idea just popped in my head. Like, what if we started a website that highlighted just different creators from the Northwoods area?
Oh, okay.
Area. And it kind of just went on from there. So I just started writing down like, all right, we could include this. We could include this. What if we covered this as well? Community calendar, different things like
right.
that. Just kind of promote the Herod area, but also the creators in it, and just creating like a community of creators through that.
Okay.
And so I start out on this Wix website, just creating like a free version of whatever it was before
right.
I like published it and actually like sent it. So other humans could see it. Wanted to make sure it was legit.
Right,
first.
Right. Make sure the internet didn't like break.
Yeah.
While you did it. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So I just kept popping back into my roommate Tyler's room. He was playing Rocket League or Fortnite, whatever it was at the time. Yeah. Whatever the kids are playing.
Nowadays.
Yeah. I still play it, so I'm
Fortnite is cool.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Fortnite is cool.
So I'd pop in and be like, all right, is this cool? Does this look good? He'd give me the okay. And I was like, all right, if Tyler thinks it's cool, then it's all good. So thank you, Tyler, for giving me the vote of confidence that I needed.
It all rested on Tyler's thumbs up.
Yeah, it did. It did. Because if he would have disapproved, maybe I would have been like, no, I'm not going to do this. But and from then, it was just all brainstorming. And finally, I published the website in April. And we've just kind of been going from there.
Nice.
So this is just another extension of the Northern Nerd.
So this is like the first ep, right?
Yeah,
this
first ep.
This is dropping this week, I suppose, on the Northern Nerd, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you is the double N ready to take on like audio on the website there?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. Man, I feel really privileged. I'm really privileged to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
This is great.
Brave first guest.
Brave first guest.
Yeah.
This episode won't even hit, probably. That's all good. Yeah. Well, I know we were talking about earlier this whole thing of summertime, you know, being a local.
Right.
I mean, but we also talked about movies.
Yeah, movies. They're an important part of culture, I'd say.
Very important part.
Whether you're going to a movie theater or watching them at home.
And you shared with me a very sad story.
It was very devastating.
of a local event that happened in your life.
Right.
That revolved around a movie.
Yep. So I had the impulse decision last week on a Friday. Friday
sounds better.
Yeah.
If you're going to a movie on Thursday.
For a matinee, too.
For a matinee.
That's a pretty sad.
I don't know. They're checking your AARP card.
They are.
You're getting a discount.
So I had the impulse decision. I was like, all right, well, Incredibles 2 is out now. I need to go see that. Seeing as how Incredibles 1 came out when I was pretty young.
Yeah.
I still have the Incredibles
14 years
VHS.
Ago.
I have the Incredibles VHS.
You have the VHS?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. It's sitting in the basement.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Is there a reason why you didn't get the DVD? Did you guys... come on.
We didn't have a DVD player at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess 14 years ago, right?
That's how long it was. I remember going to like movie rental places. Like back when they had TNT video.
Yep.
I remember going there and
VHS,
when I saw like the change happening, like, what are these discs?
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing up in here?
What are these magical like circles that I put stuff in... Whatever.
Well, and then they stopped making the new movies for VHS, so you just have to rent all the old movies still, because then it all switched over to DVD. I was like, well, I'm not about that life. So,
I didn't have the
cash flow at that time.
But you're a nostalgia guy, though.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, like, VHS sort of fits.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as the VCR works and doesn't need the tape, then you got bigger issues.
Gosh. I could tell you stories. That's horrible.
All right, so
oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I made the impulse decision to go. I had like 10 minutes to get to the cinema, and I should have known better.
Opening
week when it came out.
Opening week,
yep.
You left yourself 10-minute gap.
Yep.
To get to the movie theater.
Yep, so it was like, movie started at 1:10, and I got there
you did go to a matinee.
Yeah, movie started at 1:10. I'm not playing, I'm being honest here.
You're living large on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I got there at 1:05. Movie started at 1:10. I thought I could get in. Foolish me. And the person ahead of me got the last ticket to the movie. This is not the first time this has happened, either.
Did you know the person ahead of you?
No. It was a family. I couldn't get mad.
Small kids or big kids?
Small kids.
Okay, well, that's a pass.
Yeah.
That's
it wasn't pass. Another grown man. I might have fought.
Yeah, I feel like for another grown man, there could have been some bartering happening.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Share the seat. No, not share the seat. No, it's not that important. Yeah. I'll sit on the ground.
It's no Rice Lake.
Yeah. So I went with a plan B, went to go see the tag movie. It's actually a real life story. Like actually,
tag is?
Well, the game of tag is real. But like
I know the game of tag. Oh my gosh.
No,
kill me.
It was actually a real story. Like these guys actually have been playing tag for like the past 30 years, and like they showed you like the real life story at the end of the film. So they've been playing tag with each other.
I thought the tag movie was a action-packed
thriller. Well, they make it action. Like, nobody dies.
Are you talking about tag, like, tag your it?
Yep. Like, yeah. They've been playing it for 30 years.
Oh my goodness. And this, so is it a documentary?
It's not a documentary. It's like a comedy. Comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see the humor in it already.
Yeah.
So these are grown men?
Grown men playing tag. But like it's only during like the month of May that they can tag each other.
Are you
I'm serious.
Do they live in different places?
Yeah. And that's how they get an excuse to see each other, is they'll keep playing this game. So they'll show up at like random things like a wedding or even in a funeral.
There was no way. Each other.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or the birth of another person's child.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so they keep this going. It's how they stay close together as friends. So I went and saw that instead. That was a good plan.
It was good?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was fun. It was a funny movie. Not a kid's movie, but a funny movie.
Well, I saw...
Totally different from Incredibles 2.
Yeah, well... Yeah. I saw your post on Facebook.
Yeah.
So the night that... Or I would say the afternoon, the noonday...
Yeah,
that you posted...
It was like 3 o'clock.
That you posted the matinee letdown.
Yeah.
We were actually in Taylor Falls. So at the outlet, and then my wife saw it. We were down there for a softball game, and my wife saw it and said, "Hey, we should go see Incredibles 2."
Yeah.
I said, "Why?" She goes, "I just saw Dalton just got snubbed at Hayward."
I had a picture of Michael Scott saying, "I'm dead inside." So that was basically my emotion at that point.
But it was good, man. You haven't seen it yet.
Incredibles 2, no.
Right.
I was planning on going on the $5 Tuesday, but I had baseball practice, so I didn't.
Nah. Well, I won't ruin it for you. I will say this, and I think we've discussed this on another episode. But
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Not there's anything wrong with that.
Nope.
my wife spoils. So we're going to go see Incredibles 2.
Yep.
I like Incredibles 1. I have a hard time seeing sequels. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Sequels are like a 50-50 chance.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, they're either going to, like, make your life so much better, or they will they hurt so bad that they will destroy your experience with the original flick.
Driving late in the evening,
right,
questioning
right,
life.
Right, yeah. Where you go home, and if you have a VHS, like some of my colleagues here do,
yeah,
you would take the ribbon out of there and you would just destroy it. That's how bad
wow.
it would be. So I will say this.
That's
I will say
really
this.
Bad movie.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I will say this, that Incredibles 2 was not a letdown.
Okay, good.
But here's one of my pet peeves. We're like 10 minutes into the movie, 15 minutes into the movie. My wife leans over and destroys the plot line. She tells me right away the plot line. She whispers it as if I want to know how this thing is going to play out. And I couldn't at the time sort of yell and be like, no! But it's like, here's the deal. Here's the thing. Don't be that guy who destroys... I could have figured it out. It's a kid's movie. I'm sure I was on the right track. But let me open that present.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd say that's something that normally, like, you hold on to yourself and then share with the other person, like, after the movie, like, oh, this was a clue right there. Yeah, I saw that too. And
absolutely.
Then, like, you have a little conversation after the movie.
Absolutely.
But, like,
okay,
during
right.
the movie.
All right, here we go. All right. Pet peeves at the movie theater.
Okay. We'll go into it.
I will say, I'll say the first one.
Okay.
Pet peeve at the movie theater. Even though, even though I've been there. Pet peeve of the movie theater is excessive PDA in my general location.
Okay. I haven't had experience with that. I haven't been doing the PDA, and I haven't witnessed
I'm
the
like,
PDA.
What do you mean?
It's both.
Well, I mean, right. Like, I mean, like excessive PDA while I'm trying to watch a movie can be distracting.
Right. I could see that.
All
right.
What's yours?
I'd have to say, like, being on your cell phone. That's another one. Like, your face should not be lit. It should only be lit by the movie screen,
absolutely.
Not by your cell phone.
All right. Individual popcorn, group popcorn. Which one?
Ooh. Well, if it's free popcorn, like, if you get your individualized bag, go individual.
Okay.
But movie theater popcorn can be expensive, so I can see, like, getting a large popcorn and sharing with people.
Sure.
I understand that.
All right.
Another one. I'd have to say, like, okay, you're at a movie, and you're, like, basically the only one in the theater, because you're normally go to a matinee.
Right. On a Friday.
Yeah. I went and saw...
It's payday, baby!
I went and saw the movie Coco, and I was, like, the only one in the theater.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I got a bloody nose in the middle of the movie.
How did you get a bloody nose?
It was dry. It was winter. I got a bloody nose. So I'm sitting in the back of the theater trying to lift my head up watching Coco by myself in the theater. I was like,
that is like the most depressing story ever.
It's all good. there's a theme here with Disney movies and stuff like that, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Or don't you get like when you're practically the only one in the theater and somebody sits down right in front of you or right next
okay.
to you?
Okay. Right.
Like, why would you do that?
This happened at Taylor Falls.
Really?
At that cinema, it is huge.
Okay.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I kid you not, we're the first ones in there. My son leans over and says, wouldn't it... He tells me about some video that he watched, some funny thing, of his empty theater, and some dude came and sat right in front of them. I kid you not, 10 minutes after he says that, some people come and sit right in front of us. We're on the very top row in the middle, and this cat... there's 3,000 million seats open.
That's a lot. That's He's a lot not exaggerating. It's, that's it's how many biggest, that theater actually
it
has.
It is the biggest one in the world.
Yep.
But this guy really, with his girlfriend, sits right there. Sits right there. Although I did find a way to get people not to sit in front of you. You probably know this.
Fart?
Well, you could fart. You could crop dust the whole row. No, man, you put your feet up on the seat.
Ah.
But it's got to be your bare feet, though.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be your... So my wife is a flip-flop fanatic.
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
If she does not wear... She does not like wearing closed-toed anything.
Mm-hmm.
She... And so this guy walks, and I'm wondering, like, why did he walk? Because he's sort of off-centered. Why did he walk? And I looked at my wife, and she had her feet up on the back of the seat.
Oh.
And I'm like, dang, I should have done that.
So it's kind of like you're calling of the dibs, like, hey, don't...
You are. That. You are. Well, you're putting your feet fungus all over everything. Yeah. Which I think
claiming your territory.
You
like
claiming your territory.
Territory.
Yeah. Sort of
like a dog peeing
like
on a fire hydrant,
on a fire hydrant or a tree.
So movie theater goers putting their feet on the seat in front of them.
I think that ensures, unless it's a packed theater.
Yeah.
I mean, because the other pet peeve is if I am sitting in front of you and you put your stank feet on the
so
seat.
So it goes both ways.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I mean, it's sort of a double-edged sword. You gotta pick and choose how you want to fight that battle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all the movie theater beef I have.
That's it, huh? I could go on for days with
heavy breathing. I guess I don't know.
Or talking.
Yeah.
Or like excessive whispering drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Just drives me. And okay, here's another one.
I get it if it's during the movie preview.
Yeah, but like clapping after a movie. Have you been into these?
What? No. Yeah.
Have you ever been into this? Clapping after a movie?
No.
I just wanted to. I can't handle it.
The actors are not in the theater.
They're not really there. All of a sudden, people are like clapping after. Although, I will say this: the last Star Wars, not Solo.
Okay,
I haven't seen Solo. Have you seen Solo?
No.
Okay,
I'll probably go Solo to that. Though, too.
Solo to Solo on a Friday at noon.
Yep, you know where to find me.
I'll be there with a bloody nose watching Solo.
Yeah, got the set of napkins in his pocket.
That's it. But no, okay. So the last, I think it was Rogue or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know. Was that the last one where they had a lot of the old characters in there, or was that Empire Strikes Back or something? What was it?
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens. All right, the Force Awakens. Right, right when that started, everybody sort of cheered, and I'm like, okay, that's cool because that's nostalgia. You're talking about like 20 something years, right?
Yeah.
Of Star Wars nostalgia. Okay, but that was it though. It started right there, so I would give a pass for that. But like at the end of Coco, you should not be clapping. Like, I don't care.
I got some bad news. I'm just kidding.
You did not.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. But seriously, people clapping after movies like we just saw a theatrical play.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
I sort of just want to be like, boo.
Just be the one guy in the back.
I just want to be the one guy booing. But I'm booing the people that are clapping.
Right. Not the movie.
Not the movie. Right. So anyway. Yeah. I like going to the movies, though.
Yeah.
I like going to the movies. Do you have a hard time buying the movie after you've went and saw it at a theater?
If it was a good movie, no.
Yeah.
But also hit up like garage sales and like just try to find movies that are there too.
Right.
Because some people are just like they'll buy a movie, they'll watch it once, and then they'll like sell it at a garage sale.
Right.
It's
right,
like
right,
I don't
right.
just go to Redbox then.
Just absolutely.
Save yourself some money.
Yeah, Redbox. The only problem with Redbox is that it fluctuates. So if like if you want to see a movie that you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. True.
Chances are you're not like getting a Redbox.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what. There's so many online streaming things now, though.
Yeah.
Too.
Are those legal?
Depends on what site you go to. I don't. I go to Netflix.
That's
all right.
No one's probably listening to this anyway, so.
Yeah. But what about you? Do you like to hit up garage sales and look for deals?
I'm down with garage sales. I do like garage sales, but I'm the guy who will dicker for a price.
Yeah.
I am that guy. Unless, I will tell you, it is really hard to do that because we're small town.
Yep.
So there is a chance you're gonna go to a garage sale with somebody you know. I will say it is hard to mess with people with their price, with people that you're gonna do life with. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You see him on the street, and this is like, that guy talked me down $2.
Right. Although, I mean,
that candlestick was a family heirloom.
Don't you sort of figure that, like, garage sales, like, that should be a given?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's garage sale rules. Like, any kind of sticker you put on, like, if we got a coffee table here, if it had $4, if I put a sticker of $4 on there, I got to, in my head, be willing to take, like, $3.50 or $3, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what bugs me is that people think that their stuff is actually worth the sticker they put on there. And yeah. I want to go, it's a garage sale. Like, this is what people do when they want to get rid of garbage.
Yeah, you're trying to get rid of everything. You're not trying to be like, I'm going to get every penny I pay.
Right, absolutely. I mean, the reason you did a garage sale is because maybe it's going to be cheaper in the end because you don't have to haul as much crap to the dump.
Right.
So it's a smart gig.
Yeah.
You know, sell your garbage to people like me and you. Yeah. And the rest of it, you know.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Another man's treasure. But, here, you know, I think we talked about that. Like, talk about this. Do you have a budget? You got a budget? Do you garage sale with a budget? Or are you like, payday, I got all my...
I'm not going in there just throwing dollar bills all around.
You're not making it rain at the garage sale?
No, definitely not. I try to ball on a budget. That's what I say to myself.
Balling on a budget.
Yep. So I'll normally take like, hold myself to like $10 or something like that at a garage sale.
Okay.
And just try to limit myself. Maybe I spend it all on one item, or maybe I'll just kind of sprinkle it around.
Sprinkle it around?
Buy different items is what I mean. So
you won't go into a garage sale and drop $10 on one thing.
Most of the time I'll not. Yeah.
You're going to stretch it out.
Yeah. I'll try to get different items here and there.
What type of item would you blow your whole entire budget on at a garage sale? Ooh. Is there a type of item? Like, is it like nostalgia? Because like you're a nostalgia guy.
I am.
So like records, right?
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff.
I'd say if there was like a, I know I wouldn't find one for $10, but if there was like another old school typewriter out there.
There you go.
I'd go on.
Have you seen the typewriters? The typewriter thing that you can hook to your computer?
Yeah. I think you sent me the link.
Did I send you that?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's legit.
Yeah.
I thought about you. You should get one of those
yeah.
for $10 somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a electronics guy. So if I see like old electronics that still work.
Yeah. That's the key there.
Yeah, right. That's the
key. Not going to tinker with it.
Right. I'm not going to mess with it. But that would probably be the sort of line where I might drop my entire $10 budget on.
Yep, definitely.
You know? But there's always buyer's remorse at garage sales.
Oh, yeah.
Because because you don't want to be the, hey, will you hold this thing for me?
Don't be that person. That's our second PSA. Don't be that, can you hold this for me?
If you
person?
Go to a garage sale and you tell somebody to hold their stuff for you, I hope they hold it for you. And as you walk away, they sell it for half as much to the next person. Because I think that's
just
ridiculous.
Savage move.
Just yeah. Seriously. I mean, yeah. Like, this isn't Walmart. Like, you can't just...
put it on layaway.
Yeah, I'm going to put this on layaway. I want you to hold this $3 item for me because I may be back.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I might not hold my breath for that.
Right. Yeah, don't be that person either. Make the decision to buy it or don't be mad.
Make a decision.
Yeah.
Make a decision.
Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. And if you're buying coins, flip that coin.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Yeah. Never know what can happen there.
You never know what can happen. But I'm down with garage sales.
Yeah,
me too. And it's summertime, so we're going to see more of those.
Oh, definitely.
Right? I mean...
I was able to... A couple weeks ago, they had one, and they had like 20 garage sales going on in Stone Lake. So I was all over that. I cleared my schedule, my busy schedule. I didn't go to a movie that day.
You didn't go to a movie that afternoon?
No, I was like, I can't do that. No, nice. I looked at the, stopped by the Whistle Punk, grabbed a map, and just kind of bounced around to every right. different garage that was kind of going on. And I was able to find this CD collection that was just insanely awesome.
Nice.
There was a, so most of the time when you go to a garage sale and there's like a big box of CDs, you're like, oh, there's nothing good in here. Or,
right.
Like, nobody listens to that. Like, who is this artist that's like some Russian band or something like that? You're like, what is going on here?
Some 80s like indie Irish pub song or something.
Yeah, something like that. Stuff that I always jam to in the car. Yeah. But there's this box and they were selling these CDs for 50 cents. And some of these CDs like were like released like maybe a month ago. I was like,
wow.
Why are you getting rid of this?
Were they still in a cellophane?
There was actually one that was still wrapped. There was a Maroon 5 CD that I have in my CD player in my car
right now.
Maroon
5.
That was still wrapped. And I was like, okay.
Is Maroon 5 still putting out stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
They actually have the number one song right now in
What is it?
America's Girls Like You.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. It's a good song.
Maroon 5.
Nice. Yeah, still getting it done.
So that's what you're in your CD player right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's in yours?
I think I have Cooley Boys.
Okay.
There Are No Claire.
Yeah.
They're I think I describe them as, what did I just say?
Like, you say indie, like indie bluegrass?
Indie bluegrass, kind of.
Yeah.
They're good, man. I mean, they got the banjo. I don't do bluegrass, so don't put me in that box.
Oh, I'm putting you in that box.
Don't put me in the box. I'm not in the bluegrass box, but these guys are pretty, they're pretty cool. They're young, you know, I think they're all like mid-30s, maybe a 40 guy in there or something.
Okay. Everybody's got to have one.
Everybody's got to have one. That's right. That's right. Nothing wrong with being 40.
No.
Nothing wrong with that. So, because I'm 40. But anyway. But yeah, that's what I got. I mean, nice. I don't have the, my wife's Jeep, by the way, doesn't have a CD player or a tape player. It's either radio or Bluetooth.
Okay.
And that's it. Do you know how bad that sucks for a guy who has tons of CDs?
That sucks a lot.
Yeah. What do I do with all that?
Yeah.
Have a garage sale.
Yeah, gotta have the garage sale. I'll stop by.
Stop by.
I'll get all of your indie bluegrass
mixes. Indie bluegrass music. And Yeah, what was that CD that... Oh, Maroon 5.
Yeah.
So was that a new Maroon 5, or is that like Maroon 5 from 1990? If they were around.
They were not around.
They were not around.
It was like two albums ago. I know, still Ralph. Still
two albums ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it was their album Overexposed. It's got like all these weird like paintings on the front.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good CD.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, real quick. I know we're running out of time, but big thing you want to do this summer. Big thing you want to do. Big thing on the Hessels.
Well, I want to take a couple road trips. I actually want to go to my buddy JT lives in Cleveland right now. He's like an intern.
Cleveland rocks!
Yeah, yeah. Not the Browns, though.
Not the Browns.
And he's doing like a... working like a NASA internship there.
NASA?
Yeah.
Like space NASA?
Yeah. We used to work together at the go-kart track too.
Oh, that GT.
Yep.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's pretty slick.
Pretty smart guy. And
you see how rich our town is? We got people that worked at go-kart tracks and now they're flipping for NASA.
Yep. We're that's a couple legit. Summers ago we were jousting with go-karts with mini golf clubs.
And now
he's working at NASA.
Now he's trying to figure out how to put human beings on the moon.
Yep. That's crazy.
That is crazy. That's dangerous.
It is. But he lives there, so I'm going to try to visit him this summer. And then also, you know, do you watch the movie Christmas Story every Christmas?
Yes.
You tune into
absolutely.
That? Well, the house that they filmed that in is actually in Cleveland.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ralphie's house is in Cleveland?
I'm going to stop by there.
Does somebody live there? Or is it like all like a shrine now?
No, it's like a museum. It's freshwater fishing hall of fame kind of thing.
Oh, so nobody lives there then?
Right. Well, actually...
But it's in a neighborhood, right?
Yeah, so you can, like, pay a certain amount of money to spend the night there.
Oh, you gotta do that.
But you gotta deal with the furnace. No, I don't know.
You gotta deal with, was it Bumpus's dogs
or whatever?
Hey, does it have the leg lamp in there? It's gotta have the leg lamp.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Right?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Illuminating from the window. Gotta go outside.
My brother bought one of those.
The bowling alley?
Yeah. The bowling alley. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what... Yeah, he won it from a bowling... Was it a drawing or was it bowling? Was it a mail-in? How did he win that?
I forget. Wow, we need to watch that movie right now.
He wanted to show the guys from the bowling alley. That's what he wanted to show.
He thought it was a bowling alley in there.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Fragile.
Yeah, Fragile. Must be Italian. Fragile. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So that's one place I want to stop by this summer. Just take a road trip.
That's cool.
I want to learn how to fold laundry, too.
Fold laundry. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Laundry, ironing.
And hangers.
And hangers. Which I would say, so I learned this being in college. I don't iron. I do iron, but I don't do it all the time. And I learned that if you just dry your clothes and hang them all up, you have no need for an iron. So that's what I do.
All right. So I'm going to have to kick Hunter out of the closet.
Kick him out of the closet.
Yep. And then just, you know that... Shower curtain, just use that as a hanger space.
It works, man. It works. It works.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, Wade, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, buddy.
And
is this episode one?
Episode
one. God, dog, that's great.
Milestone.
Man.
Well, not a milestone yet. Episode 100 will be a milestone.
100 will be. So one is a milestone, 100 is a milestone.
And then I don't know where we go from there.
Sky's the limit, man.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
thanks for coming on. And yeah, be sure to tune in to more of the Northern Nerd Podcast / show / hangout sesh.
Sesh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Slang.
Slang. Slang-a-dang.
Have a good one.
See you.